welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here from my home office in Takapuna, the North Shore in Auckland, on a beautiful sunny day here on the 20th of October, the year 2021. The programme always brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Auckland on Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Sunday in Wellington, Kapiti Coast, Wellington on Sunday, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz, I hope you can stay with us. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, and there's good and there's bad news. It looks like a lot of restrictions are going to be lifted this weekend, but saying that, there was 2,399 new cases of COVID in Ireland today. It's the highest daily total since the 22nd of January. So the government obviously had plans to lift lots of the final group of restrictions this weekend. So the government are to deliberate on late night hospitality guidelines. But they said this afternoon that outdoor events with full capacity can go ahead. So from a New Zealand point of view, and the All Blacks play Ireland in a few weeks' time, Lansdowne Road, or Aviva Stadium as it's now known, will be able to be full. But we'll bring you more details on that, all the other sports news and lots of other bits and pieces of news from Ireland throughout the programme tonight. We start off with Ted Lizzy and Sarah. Was. Phil Lynott there, and of course Phil, synonymous with Tin Lizzy, born in 1949, sadly died in 1986, only 37 years young. If he was still alive, he'd be 72 this year, and of course survived by his mum, Philomena. She died in June 2019. But of course, she was very, very upset that he obviously went to an early death because of his addiction to drugs. But still, his songs, especially that song and Whiskey in the Jar and many other songs, big songs. Right, well, looking at the headlines in the Irish Independent, there's a picture of people here getting ready. Well, they look like they're celebrating Christmas drinks. Restrictions explainer, what does it look like for Christmas and winter social life look like? Of course, for people listening overseas, Auckland, we're still in level 3 lockdown and maybe for another, will be for another 10 days or 2 weeks anyways, with the number of COVID cases every day increasing. But compared to Ireland, we've had less cases since our outbreak here in August. Total cases are less than what Ireland had today. So it's a challenging time. But of course, the difference is Ireland is at 93% of people vaccinated, whereas we're just ticked over 60 with people fully vaccinated. So we've a bit to go there. But obviously, reaction to the budget last week, there were some people happy and some people not very happy. The government say that things will pick up and the economy will start moving in the right direction again once we get through this fallout from COVID and the dramatic effect it's had on the Irish economy, as indeed other economies around the world over the last 18 months. This time 2 years ago, the Rugby World Cup was still on, getting ready for the final, I think, around now, or the semi-final, and no word of COVID. Interesting to see today that the numbers in Japan, especially in Tokyo, have dropped significantly. Around the Olympics, they were having 6,000 cases a day. Now they're back to 100 a day, and Japan, life is pretty much back to normal. So vaccinations is the only way out. And sadly, there's quite a number of people both here in New Zealand and in Ireland that won't get vaccinated, and they're holding the job up for everybody else. But we'll continue on with more music here. And just if you tuned in late, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. This time, the Cranberries and Linger. Yes, Rapture there, or that is the Cranberries and Linger. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And speaking of Limerick, I see that Keith Earls, he was on the Late Late Show last week, and he talked about his playing career, but also talked about his issues with mental health. And I see his coach has come out and praised him, you know, for his honesty and how he's been dealing with the bipolar for what do you call it, for quite a while. I watched the interview. You can see there, it's on the Late Late Show, and it's pretty tough what he's had to deal with. I see Rory Best, he's going to coach the, he's going to be the forwards coach for the Fiji rugby team for their tour of their tests in the Northern Hemisphere in November, as a result of obviously the coaching team from down here not being able to travel over. And we go through more results from the matches at the weekend, the club semi-finals and finals that were played. Of course, a big decision coming up for the GAA Congress in a week's time, whether or not they do away with the provincial championships as we know it. The Players Association are calling for a new, what do you call it, format to do away with the championships, just given countries that normally get knocked out in the first round of the championship, but there was no back door to get and play more matches. So the Plan B, as it's called, as the former president of the GAA is calling for it to be given a two-year period to see if it would work out. Right, now we normally play Irish music on the programme here, but I've got a regular listener and he likes Elton John and Rocketman, so for Rapture listening tonight, we'll play this for you. Hopefully you enjoy it.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely. Such a time as flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round and get to fine. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, Elton John there and Rocket Man. That specially song going out for Rapture listening tonight. And of course, Elton John was one of the many artists that paid tributes to Paddy Maloney, who died last week and was laid to rest. It's been a tough time for Irish artists over the last few weeks, because earlier this week, two great poets passed away, 184, Brendan Kennelly from County Kerry, and Maura McAtee. Maura was 99, and she obviously another great poet. And those of us of my vintage that were in school in the 70s and 80s in Ireland, we certainly studied some of her poetry, Irish poems. And she was married to the former Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, Conor Cruise O'Brien, who was Conor Cruise O'Brien, I'm pretty sure he was either Labour or Fine Gael politician, but she was from a staunch nationalist background, Maura McAtee. So Michael D. Higgins is busy at the moment attending funerals of some of his great colleagues, excuse me, over the last week. And of course, the controversy over going to the ecumenical service for the four churches in Armagh, I think it'll be up this week, it's certainly this week or next week, at which the Queen is attending. That'll be attended now. The government's representatives there will be the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, and the Chief Whip, Chambers, Jack Chambers. Obviously, President decided not to go. Well, contrasting weekends for two Northern Ireland sportsmen last weekend. Mark Allen, who's a snooker player, he came back to win the Northern Ireland Open final and win the Alex Higgins Trophy and the first prize of £70,000. And but he doubts he'll see any of that, because he declared himself bankrupt in May, and he's been dealing with obviously lots of issues over the last few years. He said he's only played snooker all his life, and he's hopeful that he'll be allowed to continue, even though of the challenges that he's facing away from the table. And then a bit further west, over in Las Vegas, Rory McIlroy, he won his 20th title, golf title on the PGA, picking up $1.75 million, and obviously appearance money and other sponsorship money as well. And that win, as I said, the 20th for him, and if he wins a few more, he'll have great exemptions from playing there. So one man, but there, I'm not sure, there's probably a bit of an age difference between them, not much though, doing very well on the golf front, and the other man struggling and not knowing what his future lies ahead of him. There was a great skit last week with this Nigel Farage, who was the rail promoter of Britain leaving the European Union. He was lured into sending a message to wish somebody a happy birthday in Ireland last week. And obviously, whoever asked him to do it, they asked him to finish up by saying, "Up the Ra." And of course, it just went to show how much knowledge he has of Ireland and what "Up the Ra" means. It means up the IRA, but "Up the Ra" for short. And on Monday night, he was on the Claire Byrne show, and she basically laid into him over his knowledge of Irish history. In fact, he told the Irish people that it's time for them to leave the European Union and become one with Britain. And so she said to him in the interview, "You haven't got a clue." And he wasn't very happy. Of course, he got out there and he made a lot of, like Boris Johnson, statements about what Brexit would mean. England leaving Brexit, UK leaving Brexit, it would mean much more money for the National Health Service and many more incentives. But what have they got? They've got utter chaos at the moment. I see their COVID, issues are coming back. There's more and more people getting COVID. They've obviously lifted all the restrictions. There's a shortage of food in the supermarkets, petrol in the petrol stations, and workers to do the jobs that the normal UK residents don't want to do. So it's a disaster at the moment, but of course he thinks it's great. So we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and this time we're going to move on, and we're going to have lovely to get some nice feedback after the tribute to Lily Rillins on the programme last week. And Lord Mercy and Lily, and indeed all the other great Irish people that have gone to their eternal rest recently. Right, the Pogues, "Misty Morning," Albert Bridge.
By trance, we were saddled by a
Yes, still a great band, The Pogues and Misty Morning Albert Bridge. Right, just looking at some of the things that's going to change in regards to restrictions being lifted around COVID in Ireland this weekend. So COVID passes, I suppose that means your proof of being vaccinated will be needed for nightclubs and indoor events. There's going to be no capacity limits for religious events or weddings. So obviously people will be able to attend funerals and weddings. That'll be good. Nightclubs will be able to reopen from Friday. In pubs and restaurants, table sizes will increase to a maximum of 10 per table and 15 if you have children. No capacity limits for outdoor events. And the 11:30 p.m. curfew for hospitality is scrapped. So what's going to stay the same that's happening at the moment? Face masks and public transport, shops and hospitals. COVID passes for indoor pubs. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Social distancing will still be in place. I don't know how that's going to work with 50,000 people going to Lansdowne Road next week or in a few weeks' time for the All Blacks match. COVID tracing will still be carried out for positive COVID cases. And the phased return to offices will continue. So, but yet today, huge numbers, 2,400 in Ireland, and who knows what's going to happen once these restrictions are being lifted this weekend. So here, you know, we're dealing with very, very small numbers. Ireland is 93% vaccinated, so that's the difference, and they're banking on people. Certainly people in Ireland are getting the booster jab as well. Anybody over 60 will get that as well. So, but of course, many businesses are desperate, you know, to get back and start letting crowds in. So hopefully it all goes well, and we'll be watching on from afar down here. Anyway, we'll look at the sports sections of the papers next, and we'll find out if your particular club won its match at the weekend. Before that, Katie Thaisby and If I Go Sailing.
In a little seaport town, on the coast of County Down, a sailor climbs aboard his boat and sits behind the wheel. They say there's going to be a storm. Now the sky is soft and warm. He knows that he could just drive home and say, as he looks at the sky, feels the wind, stares at the water, searching the soul, he slowly turns the ring he bought her, raising the anchor, still he wonders should he stay. If I go sailing today, she is such a precious soul, the one he searched forever for. She holds him closer than the world he would leave behind for her. Sometimes she is there for him, sometimes she is on the wind. He sees forever in her eyes, but sometimes he's not sure. As he looks at the sky, feels the wind, stares at the water, searching. As he looks at the sky.
little song, If I Go Sailing, Katie Thiesby, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green. We look at the sports sections of the papers from the weekend. We'll start with the Irish Examiner on Monday, and their front page led with Douglas Dunkirk kingpins out of the championship. I think that was Douglas beating Nemo Rangers, I think, is it the first time, and that was a big headline there. Of course, they give huge coverage. They've got about 16 pages of a sports supplement every Monday, and huge coverage across channel football, and but domestic sport, rugby as well, gets lots of publicity. British MPs to debate a joint UK-Ireland 2030 World Cup bid. Interesting to see if that goes ahead. I doubt it, you know, but we had the chance to hold the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Ireland was in the running for that, but missed out at the end. Probably, you know, we brought out the superstars to put on a glamorous kind of a video presentation, but France went and pressed the flesh like New Zealand did with some of the other clubs and offered them incentives for some of the other countries. So when it came to the second round of voting, we lost out, which is a shame. But anyway, that's the way things happen over there. Leinster had a big win in rugby, beating Scarlets 50-15. Connacht were hard done by down in Thomond Park against Munster. There was a try award to Munster before halftime that clearly had a number of players offside. But it was a poignant night because it's the fifth anniversary since the sudden death of Anthony Foley, former Munster and Ireland player and Munster coach. They were getting ready to play Racing 92 and when that tragedy happened. I remember I just had arrived home in Ireland around that time, and of course a few weeks later Ireland went on and recorded their first victory over the All Blacks in Chicago, playing the All Blacks again in a few weeks time. But Leinster look in fine form, Andy Farrell picking his squad for the home internationals next week, so it'll be interesting to see. That Munster match was Munster 20, Connacht 18. Munster got a try literally in the final minute of the game, and converted by Carver, who didn't have a great game, but obviously coming back after a long break from injury last year. So we looked here at some of the Stacks beat Shamrocks to complete three in a row. That's down in Kerry, Austin Stacks. Kerry Senior Football Championship Final 116, Kinmare Shamrocks 111. Tipperary Senior Hurling Championship Final, Loughmore Castellani 4-15, Kilrowan McDonough's 21 points. That must be a semi-final. Turles Sarsfields in the other match 2-19, Clonalty Rossmore 1-14. In fact, there must be only a quarter finals because Kildangan are still playing. They played Upper Church Strabane 120 to 13 points. It doesn't give. And then the Clare Senior Hurling Championship quarter-finals, Inna Kilnamona 122, Crathrow, Clatlow 21 points, and Newmarket and Fergus 115, Wolf Tones and Asiana 15. What else? Other games? You had Six Mile Bridge, which were coached by Davy Fitzgerald, who's mentioned as a possible future coach of the Galway Hurling team. Galway have been without a manager for the last few months, and their supporters are getting anxious. A number of key players have already withdrawn their names from the you know, the shortlist. So I think it's all to do. The county board seem to have a lot of power. But anyway, Aero beat Six Mile Bridge. So interesting to see whether Davy will, what do you call it, put his name into the hat now. He said he wouldn't if Michael Donoghue was going for the job again. And Douglas, yeah, they beat Nemo Rangers 110 to 11 points. That's a huge win. I think 30 years ago since they beat them last. So lots and lots of coverage there of Cork County matches in the Examiner on Sunday. Right, we're going to move on and take a bit more music here, and we'll look and see what we've got next. We'll go with Tommy Fleming and The West's Awake.
Keep the west asleep.
Tommy Flemin, Sligo Man, and every time I hear that song, I remember brings back memories of Joe McDonagh and when Galway won the All Ireland final, the late Joe McDonagh in 1980. I was there in Croke Park on Hill 16, and after Joe Connolly picked up the Lee McCarthy trophy, somebody handed the microphone to Joe and he sang The West's Awake. Great man, Joe, and a great administrator. When he was out there on coming Luke Lascail. Well, the Irish cricket team had a good start to the preliminary rounds of the T20 World Cup. They had a win the other day over the Netherlands, and if they win one of the remaining two games, one against Sri Lanka, they have a chance of going into the competition proper and playing the T20 World Cup final. Just looking at some of the headlines from yesterday's Irish Times. Kevin McStay, former Mayo footballer, he said the championships might be broken, but he's not sure about sweeping them away. So obviously, big discussion coming up this weekend at GAA Congress on whether they do something to change the format, because it's hard on counties that only play in the last 2 years, only playing one game. There was no backdoor for Gaelic for the football. There was for the hurling. And we'll say counties like Leitrim, Louth, Carlow, places like that, one game and then they're out of the championship. So this new format that the Gaelic Players Association, the GAA, are looking at would give guarantee people at least, teams, at least 4 or 5 games. So that's happening there. Teachers Union urges a return of testing and tracing. The INTO wants pilot antigen testing scheme started in schools. I see there's a case, one school in Wexford closed down because there was a huge outbreak of COVID cases in the school. And a nice picture here of a couple of windsurfers taking advantage of blustery weather. Yes, the weather's getting changeable in Ireland, though it's still reasonably warm. They were in Poolbeg in Dublin yesterday. Universities called for leaving cert results to be given to students in June. Issuing results in August no longer fit for purpose and limits students' options. So they say the timelines for the release of Leaving Cert results are no longer fit for purpose, and they want students to be issued their grades at the end of June, followed by college offers in July. Of course, there was even a smaller gap this year. They got the results in early September, and a week later they got their places at the universities, and obviously brought a lot of disruption as a result of COVID. Of course, Ireland, just like every other country, is preparing for the big conference in November in Glasgow, looking at climate change. And people are absolutely livid in Ireland that there's peat being brought in for garden centres from Latvia, while Irish bogs are not allowed, or the people harvesting peat in Ireland not allowed to cut any more than the quota. And of course, coal coming in as well for the power stations because of a lack of wind in Ireland over the last few months. Not a windy summer, and terrible tragedy at the weekend. We saw where the English MP was stabbed in his office, and David MS, and many tributes paid to him by lots of people, including politicians in Ireland. Nobody, I know we all, what do you call it, have various opinions about politicians. But they're out there, they're doing their best, and nobody expects to be stabbed in his constituency office while helping people. And I'm just looking here, as a cartoon in the Irish Times yesterday, and it's people throwing off the masks and celebrating all over on Friday. And then the other caption beside it is, all over the place on Saturday, little icons of COVID. So certainly we'll have to wait and see, but the numbers in Ireland are not very, very positive at the moment. Well, one group that paid tribute to the Corrs, or to the chieftain's founder, Paddy Maloney, last week was the Corrs. And here, Corrs with Paddy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes, the Corrs and the Chieftains there with a lovely song, I Know My Love. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support here of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're enjoying the programme. And programme, as I said, brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green. We look at the Irish Examiner. Yes, there's a brilliant photograph on the front of it of stags clash during rutting season at Dublin's Phoenix Park. It's a brilliant shot. And antigen test role in saving reopening. So obviously that's something that's been talked about here. Garda Commissioner defends corruption probe of Limerick Gardaí. There's I think about 30 or 40 Gardaí stood down in Ireland at the moment. And a big article about it at the weekend. Drew Harris, the new commissioner since he's come in, he's brought a clean sweep through the force. And there's even allegations against a former retired Garda of giving a tip-off to Hutch that was, arrested in Spain a couple of weeks ago and brought back to Ireland where he's awaiting trial now next year. So it says here, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has defended an ongoing corruption probe into members of the Limerick Garda Division after a government TD claimed it was tearing many lives apart. I know that a number of guards have been stood down in Limerick as a result of obviously going into the system and waiving fines for people for speeding and stuff. But I think a number of other Gardaí, from one story I was reading, they've been told by their superiors to do this. So they feel that they've been, treated very, very harshly. So certainly that's something... you don't want in a police force is corruption. We read about it in many other parts. Now, there was a heartbreaking story last week when the Minister for Finance and Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, and Michael McGrath were on the radio. And this young boy, Adam Terry, he's suffered very seriously from scoliosis for years, and he's been waiting since 2017 for an operation. And his mum and him were on the radio and obviously brought the two politicians to a standstill. They were just dumbfounded. He might have been on the radio the day before, but they played it again on the Claiborne show. And thankfully, action has taken place and a date now. The 29th of October has been set aside for his operation. But there's over a million operations or various types of surgeries in Ireland that have been put back as a result of COVID. So, but thankfully, this boy who's in severe pain and has been for years can now look forward to having this surgery next week, which is obviously very, very successful. But certainly, tough times, especially for people that are out there, even here in New Zealand, waiting for scheduled hip operations or knee replacements or many other types of surgeries, everything put on hold as a result of COVID. It says here, COVID, particularly a different time for people with cancer, especially there's about 300,000 cancer screenings were delayed last year as a result of COVID. So if you're listening to this programme, you haven't been vaccinated yet, get out there and get your jab or double jab, because it seems to be the only way out. And even with Ireland at 93% vaccination rate, there's still huge numbers, but at least people are not have to go to hospital. They only have to isolate for 12 days and get two negative tests. So we have to get out there and do our bit. And it's not just what you might think yourself. You've got to think of your friends, family and neighbours and businesses, people that are really, really struggling. Right, we'll move on. Off of the, what do you call it? We'll go with the Carolyn's Concerto here from the Chieftains. Yes, many great tributes paid over the last week to Chieftains founder Paddy Maloney. And if you get a chance, it's on the RT player. You can see start of the Late Late Show last week had a nice tribute to Paddy. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the great support here of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll be back again next week. Hard to believe we're so far into the year. 20th of October today in Auckland, only one more week to go or one another final show for the month of October here in for Ireland Calling. So we leave you tonight with maybe I'm just looking here, we'll see what we go out with. I had some we might go with Raggle Tackle Gypsy and Thor the Love. Good night, goodbye and God bless.
As there were three old gypsies came to our hall door, they came brave and bold, yo, and this one sang hoy and the other sang la ho, and the lady sang the raggle taggle gypsy, yo. Was upstairs and downstairs the lady went, but on her suit of leather for low, it was the cry all the red hood her door, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy, yo. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, yo. The servant girls replied to him while she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Open saddle for me, me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, yo. I will ride and I'll see me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south the whole show. But when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, oh. Then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your mahoney, oh, where? Why do you leave your haroni? But the Lord of all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey, oh, yerra? What do I care for me, oh, neighbor, the Lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Well, it was there last night, keep the goose at their bed, with blankets strong, so calmly, yo. Tonight he'll lie in a wide open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed? But blankets strong, so calmly, oh. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the arms of me raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Up for you rode east, when I rode west, you rode high, when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy lips than a hollow cash of his money, oh.